I don't remember the last time I had to do so many sprints in one training session, besides preseason fitness. So, but it felt good. The staff's going to have to sit down and discuss my situation. Obviously, I haven't been training. There's guys who've been putting in the work in the last week, so I can't expect to be on the field or expect to be on the bench, but I'm working my hardest to make it a difficult decision for the coach, and I feel like I've been a significant factor, just like everybody who's played this year and contributed. So, of course, like anybody else, I want to get on the field and be with the team. But again, I feel like I did well in the fitness testing today, and so now it's out of my hands.
I think it's more, if anything, it'll be more fitness than the muscle.
I don't think so. I'm not the right person to ask. I don't have that kind of education, but I feel fit. I feel like whether I could play 90 minutes or not, that's difficult to say, because it's difficult to replicate game-like situations or even training situations. But I have been doing a lot of fitness, and while during my injury, I've tried to keep my fitness up through some different cardio stuff. So the muscle feels good. The fitness feels after today. I was tired at the end, but we did more sprints than I can remember. So it'll be interesting to see. But like I said, it's out of my hands, and hopefully I'll get a chance to participate.
As a veteran, how do you approach a big game like this?
I think it's just like any other game. It's just there's a little more at stake, but at the same time, we're here for a reason. We've done well to get here. People didn't expect us here. There's been people criticizing us all year. Some people called us pretenders, not contenders, and now we're here. So I think for me, as well as the other guys, we prepare for it the same way we would any other game. We know that when we play our game and we stick to what we've done to get here, that we're a tough team to beat no matter who we play against. So I think we'll focus on us and discuss some of the situations some threats that they presented us, and go at it the same way as we have all year.
Does that criticism kind of motivate at all?
Oh, definitely. I mean, one of the good things about the criticisms and stuff is that when there's all the hype, is we've flown under the radar a lot of the year. We've set multiple MLS records for different things. Not losing on the road, our without losing streak, that we've said this year. So, we've done it under the radar. There hasn't, until we really reached it, nobody said anything about it, which was good for us because it didn't put any extra pressure on us. And here we are in the final, and we're going to go about it the same way as we have all year.
Some people say whether the weather is going to play a role. Like people assume Colorado has an edge, but you have some experience playing in this kind of environment.
There's no edge on game day. I mean, if they were playing at home in this kind of weather, I'd give them, the edge. But whether you're training in it or not, when you get out on the field, it's the same game. It'll be faster because the field will probably be wet. It'll be a fast game, but we've got a group of technical players and guys who've proven themselves in all different conditions this year. So I think that it'll play a factor for both teams.
Have you just been working on your fitness, or have you had a chance to touch the ball and play with the guys?
I've done some of the stuff in the last week with the guys, different exercises, some 6v3, some movements like that. I've gotten a lot of touches, both with the training staff as well as some of in the team drills. So my touch feels good. It feels I feel ready. So now it's out of my hands, and we'll see what happens.
Shell was talking yesterday, mentioned how he's had to adjust, I guess, his style. He obviously had, as a new coach in the league, when he got in, he had his growing pains. How have you seen him kind of as a coach?
It's really tough to assess, because since I've been here, we haven't really lost a lot. I think that as we went on, we started the season with a lot of ties, and we were wondering if we were ever going to turn those ties into wins. And the same thing when I was playing in Germany. When you start off the season with tough results, if you don't turn those ties into wins at some point, they start to count against you. And I think at some point after, I think the first like 7-8 games, we kind of turned a corner, and where I think we had about 12 points in our first 10 games, we had 20 plus points in our next 10 games. So I think the involvement of him as a coach has also allowed the players to open up and do what they do best. And I think he's stuck with a core group the whole year, which I think does a lot for the team's confidence. to go beyond that, the reason we're here is because of our entire locker room. You know, anytime that you have a situation where teams are winning, usually you're going to have a large group of guys who are unhappy, and you're going to have a large group of guys starting to click together to turn against the players playing and the coaches. But we haven't had that here. We've had a core group, and I think that's all been promoted by Shellis, the way he is about being a family, about being a team that sticks together. So I think that's one of the major reasons that we're here right now.
Last year, you guys ended the year on a pretty good, you were winning at the end of the year. Did that sort of carry over, and was there some core guys that kind of kept that going into this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think finishing the year the way it was last year was, especially for myself, when I came back to the league, I was getting emails from everybody, friends, enemies, everybody saying, good luck, have fun at the worst team in the league, and that was the emails I was getting. I was getting people saying that, enjoy yourself in Dallas, it's hotter than shit, it's humid. Yeah, I had people saying enjoy, because, the league is followed by a lot of people now, more than it used to be, and I had people saying that, have fun in Dallas, it's terrible weather there, the team's not good, and so I didn't know what to expect when I got there. And when I got there, my first game was at Kansas City. It was a tough loss for us, because we were ahead, I think, twice in that game. But then we went on a run at the end of the year, and we finished the season saying, it's a failure in terms of where we are, but it's success in the way that we finished. We finished strong, and we were able to hold on to a core group of those guys that I think has carried right over into our preseason. And starting into the season, we had this sort of, I guess, kind of swagger to us that was like, okay, we failed last year, but there's no way we're going to let that happen to us again. And I think that's one of the reasons we are where we are. At a certain point this season, we stopped discussing all the other things and only focused on ourselves. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's keep getting better at what we're doing, because whatever that is working. And I think that's what we focused on, and that's why we are where we are.
When you talk about sort of proving the naysayers wrong, the guys who didn't expect you to be here, what about Dallas? What about trying to sort of get yourself more recognition and respect in your own hometown? I think when people say, oh, you're going to Dallas, whatever part of it is, they see the stands half empty. They see the team hasn't really caught on as much as maybe you guys deserve.
Oh, definitely. I think this is the first step to that, though. I think part of it is the fact that we're in the MLS Cup now. If that doesn't, draw some attention, I don't know what will. But, for us right now, the focus is this game, and hopefully during the off season we'll be able to start changing some things to start bringing more people to the stadium to create an atmosphere, and that starts with the culture of winning. Right. Nobody wants to
feel to win first.
Yeah, I think that's the way it is. If you're in a soccer city who you've got the Seattle first year, win or lose, they're filling the stands, and there's a culture there. Well, we're trying to build that culture through winning, and I think winning is going to be the first step to say to people coming saying, hey, we want to go see FC Dallas. They're playing entertaining soccer. They're winning. They got a good team. Let's go out there. And I think that's the first step to it.
What does Jeff Cunningham bring to your
team? That's an easy question to answer. I mean, he's tied for the most goals in the history of the league. He's got a spark. He's got an X factor that you can't teach in sports. He's got speed that you can't teach. He's got kind of a decisive game to him where he can change the game for us, and I know people have criticized Jeff throughout his career, but his record alone stands as one of the few guys who've scored that many goals. So he brings an ability to score goals in clutch moments, and I think that he brings an experience of being in the league this long to know what we have to do to get the win.